that we'll start on the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is talking about moods. Moods goes up and down. Moods, Australia, about 40% of Australians have mental health challenges, mental health anxiety problem. Today, received a letter from Premier's office. They want to catch up with me. It's a big issue. How we can contribute. Even government recognizes. It is, things are going out of control. How the yoga can play a dominant role in addressing the mental health issues. This chapter, it is called as three phases. Sometimes very calm, sometimes disturbed, sometimes very lethargy. Why it is coming? What is the cause of that one? This chapter is talking about. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Parambhuya Pravakshyami. Jnananam Jnanamuttamam. Yajnatva Munayas Sarve. Param Siddhi Mito Gataha. It is following on the 13th chapter. Shri Krishna starts with Parambhuya. I will tell you again. The teacher is not satisfied in telling again and again because it's such a lofty thing. Teacher wants the student to understand it properly. Here, Shri Krishna is so impressed with the interest Arjuna is showing. He says, Parambhuya, I am telling you again, Parambhuya, Pravakshyami. Vakshyami means ordinary talking. Pravakshyami means I will tell you it is prakrishta, special. It is not a loose gossip. I will tell you, lofty one, Jnananam Jnanamuttamam, the highest of the knowledge I will talk about. Yajnatva Munayas Sarve, having known this one, all munis, all sages, they have attained the highest. Idam Jnana Upashritya, Mama Sadharmya Magataha, Sargepi Nopajayante, Pralayena Vyatanticha. Idam Jnana, having resorted to this knowledge, Mama, they come to me. They get stability in their life, and sargepi nopajayante, at the time of creation, there won't be disturbed. We are pushed into this world. Baby starts crying first because it remembers the good time it had and the suffering it went through in mother's womb. Mother's womb, 9 months in the dark chamber, in the filthy environment, how it suffered. It remembers that one started crying. In the Upanishad, it talks about the babies, when it is in the womb, it remembers all the past. And going through such a torture, it is praying to the God, only one chance. I won't do, when I come out, I will do such a thing that I won't come back to this suffering. Give me one more chance. One more last chance. But Maya is such a strong. When we are born, that parada. When the baby was in the womb, the parada was removed. When the curtain was removed, when born, curtain was put in. Old habits. Forgotten what the soul was praying. But here, when it comes out, what is for lunch, what is for dinner, and my property, my business, that parada, that's it says, sargepi nopajayante, at the creation of birth, the panic, at the time of death, death I acquired everything so passionately, how can I abandon that one? That is the biggest worry. I worn, it's such a big house I built, and such expensive things, so many properties, so much of money in the bank. Bank, how can I abandon? In the earlier times, when banking system was not there, people used to put the money in the backyard in a pot. They used to bury that one. Bury that one, and at the time of death, they used to call their son, and only their last minute, only thinking about money. They are trying to say, but they can't express. Many times they can't reveal. If they tell their children beforehand, children will dig it out and go on a party. They wait until the last for the emergency. In the many times they could not able to say, they say that in the earlier times, you know, when they dig up the place, if they find a vessel with money, gold coin or whatever, invariably a snake would be there. They are born as a snake to guard that one. To guard that one. So whatever, at the time of going also, instead of thinking good, only thinking about money. Sargepi pralayena vyatanti cha mamayonir mahat brahma tasmin garbham dadamyaham sambhava sarvabhutanam tato bhavati bharata mamayoni mahat brahma. Mahat brahma means Lakshmi. Mahat brahma means prakriti. Prakriti in the nature. My whole universe is my nature. The field I operate on, in there I plant the garbham dadamyaham, the seeds, souls. I put the souls of various kinds, all the animals, plants. This in nature, I use that one as my womb. I send forth the souls. Tato bhavati. This prakriti, the souls are pushed into this one. I send them forth. Sarvayonishu kaunteya.
Sarvayonishu kaunteya.
Murtaya sambhavanti cha.
Murtaya sambhavanti cha.
Tasam brahma mahadyoni.
Tasam brahma mahadyoni.
Aham bija pradapita.
Aham bija pradapita.
Mahadyoni, I am the seed of, I am the father of all seeds. The father, I am the gardener. I plant the seeds, the gardener, good gardener knows which soil this seed has to go in. It is not our choice, we are here. He made us to come to Australia. Or had it been in Gaza. The Gaza, everything in ruin, he knows which seed has to grow where. He knows for our growth where it should be there. I am the father of all. Bija Pradapitaha. One who distributes. I am the father. In the Christianity, it is talking about father in the heaven. Jesus talks about father in the heaven. Whereas here, Sri Krishna says, I am the father who sends forth everything. Sarva Yonish Murthaya. I make all the souls to come in the appropriate time, stay and go to the different. The purpose of putting there so that we evolve, the good comes out. How? Good means, suppose I plant a neem seed. Neem is bitter, a very bitter neem. I plant a neem, but I want to convert the bitter seed into sweetness. I make put a boundary around that seed. I plant it. Every day I start pouring honey. My intention is to convert this bitter neem tree into a sweet neem tree. However much I pour, only comes out is bitter. So what is called a swabhava? Swabhava, jivas of three types. You cannot change. sometimes we superimpose others' quality onto us, and for example, some people go to a place of worship and start crying, depicting that they are a great devotee. It is a superimposed. Nowhere said if you are shedding tears, you are a great devotee. That nowhere mentioned, but we are get carried away, and it's a superimposed. But when we come out, we are what we are, original. It is talks about the three types, three qualities, sattvam rajastama iti, guna prakriti sambhavaha, nibadnanti mahabaho, dehe dehi namavyayam. Sattvam raja, sattvam means purity, clarity. In the class today, one lady said, after the class, I feel so good. I told her, by attending the class, your sattva guna has come out. When the sattvic quality has come out, clarity in thinking, peace, quietness happens. Sattvam, raja, raja quality means disturbed. If I go to a rock band concert, when I come back, I am so agitated, I can't sleep. My mind is, or if I have a difficult meeting with my boss, my mind is very disturbed. Mind is all over the place, disturbed mind. Tama means not at all interested. Parents may be saying do, but children not at all interested. I cannot motivate that person to get up. That is another quality. The tamas is a very dull quality. You cannot, some people, whatever you do, you cannot motivate them. You cannot motivate them. I am happy with alcohol. Give me alcohol. I will drink and sleep. That's all. They have no inspiration. They are for, if your nature is that one, Shri Krishna further he talks about, if my nature is there, this casing as a human is, you are in a wrong vehicle. Body is a vehicle. If I want only to sleep, sorry, you are in a wrong vehicle. You need a vehicle such that you sleep for 20 hours. You have come in, this body is given, you have given a special body, you can utilize this body appropriately. If I want only to sleep, not interested in getting up, it's further it says, you will be given another type of body where you can sleep whole day. So, it is, rajas means very agitated, I can't sit in one place. I'm moving here and there, raja quality. Sattvic quality means the think properly. Like put the headlights on, think ahead and move forward in life. That the rajas means without any headlight, I'm traveling at night. I don't know which way I'm going. Totally confused. Sattvic means traveling with the headlights on. I know that I can see the path. These three, nibadnanti, these three, the good quality, disturbed quality and negative quality, Shri Krishna says, these three qualities also called as ropes. One is tamasic quality is a very strong rope. Rajasic quality is not as strong as tamas, it is also a strong rope. And sattvic quality is also rope, but one can easily untie oneself. Still a rope, but easily one can liberate oneself. It's three ropes. He says everyone is bound by these three ropes. Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat. Prakasha manamayam. Sukasangena badnati. Jnana sangena chanaga. Tatra sattvam, when the sattvic quality is there, one nirmalatvat. Purity, clarity. clarity. For example, we went to Himalayas in Satopant region. We hardly saw any people around. Mind was so crystal clear. The worldly disturbances were not disturbing us. And Nirmala talk. We were so inward journey. We are connected within. Clarity in our thinking. We wanted to absorb that energy more and more. Nirmalatvat, sitting by besides Satopant Lake. So stillness. We could hear the silence. We could able to hear the silence. Nirmalatvat, prakasha manamayam. Prakasha means light. Light. The enjoying in the inner light, anamayam means the negativity within, sukha sangena badnati, and that also is type of a bondage. We want to this one, I don't want to go. So, we want to confine ourselves that one, sukha sangena, I want to be in this condition. That is also a type of bondage. I want to be associated with only the good people, noble people. I want to make a company of only in the satsang, only the good people. That is also a bondage for a good bondage. It is a binding. Rajo ragatmakam vidhi.
Rajo ragatmakam vidhi.
Krishna sangha samudbhavam.
Krishna sangha samudbhavam.
Tanni badnati kaunteya.
Tanni badnati kaunteya.
Karma sangena dehinam.
Karma sangena dehinam.
With the sattvic quality, one develops appetite for knowledge, wants to acquire knowledge. I want to know more. I want to know more. I want to learn more. That is the sattvic quality. Rajo quality makes us to get attached to family, attached to business, attached to our day-to-day transaction, friend circle, get attached to Rajo Ragatmakam Vidhi, no satisfaction. I want more. I am not satisfied with whatever I have in my life. Always the craving. I want more. Sukha Trishna Sangha Samudbhavam. I want more. And Tanni Badnati. And that rope binds me in the company of only like-minded. When I am meeting somebody, I will see how much money I can get from that person. Is it worth spending time with that person? If I am that person is a pauper, no point in talking to him. If I am talking to that person, if I can make a deal, my business deal, I am only attached to those people, only connection. How can I make money out of that one? Karma sangena, unless I get something out of that one, I am not interested. Dehinam, tamastva ajnana jam vidhi.
Tamastva ajnana jam vidhi.
Mohanam sarva dehinam.
Mohanam sarva dehinam.
Pramada alasya nidrabhi.
Pramada alasya nidrabhi.
Tanni badnati bharata.
Tanni badnati bharata.
When the person, the lethargy, inertia, quality it is there, that person is clouded with ignorance. The ignorance is the only asset that person has, and start claiming ignorance is bliss. And that person starts claiming, you don't know, I don't know anything, I'm in joy. And he will try to argue with you also, you don't know what happiness means, I'm in bliss. Ignorance is ajnanajam vidhi. Mohanam, delusion. And in our own world, sarva dehinam, pramada knows what is right, but still not interested. Alasya, laziness. You cannot motivate pramada doing the wrong things. Alasya, nidra, not interested in waking up to the reality. Want to the sleep whole day, that another tanni badnati bharata, another quality that binds us. సత్వం సుఖే సంజయతి,
సత్వం సుఖే సంజయతి,
రజ కర్మణి భారత,
రజ కర్మణి భారత,
జ్ఞాన ఆవృత్య తు తమ,
జ్ఞాన ఆవృత్య తు తమ,
ప్రమాదే సంజయుత్యుత,
ప్రమాదే సంజయుత్యుత,
సత్వం సుఖే సాత్విక్ క్వాలిటీ ఎలివేట్స్ యూ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద జాయ్, పీస్, క్వైట్నెస్, హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇన్ యువర్ లైఫ్. For sattvic quality, with the clarity in thinking, you can find a purpose in life. Sattvic quality. Sukhe takes you to the happiness, inner bliss. Raja karmani bharata, rajas quality, rajoguna makes you to work like a donkey from morning till evening and complaining. I am working like a donkey, you are not helping me. And so, nobody is asking somebody to work like a donkey. But my nature is that one, I can't sit idle. And Raja Karmani Bharata. And my nature is Rajoguna Karmani Bharata. This resonates with many people. Jnana Avritya Tama. Jnana Avritya. Knowledge is clouded. Tamo guna pramade sanjayutyuta. That the when the knowledge is clouded, that person treads the path, wrong path. Pramade sanjayutyuta. Rajasthamascha bhibhuya. సత్వం భవతి భారత,
సత్వం భవతి భారత,
రజసత్వం తమశ్చైవ,
రజసత్వం తమశ్చైవ,
తమసత్వం రజస్తత,
తమసత్వం రజస్తత.
హౌ టు ఓవర్కమ్ ద ఒరిజినల్ క్వాలిటీ సమ్ హౌ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ ద మిస్టేకన్ ఆర్ రాంగ్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ హౌ టు కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ క్వాలిటీస్ if you are superimposing by pressing rajasic quality and tamo quality, sattvic quality comes out. If you are so disturbed and if you are the sleepy, you suppress them so that your good quality comes out. If you are the tamo guna, yeah, for example, I cannot be always sattvic quality. If I have in the evening time, I want to take rest. I want to sleep. For that one, I need tamoguna. Tamoguna, for that one, you suppress the activity and stop thinking about lofty things, then tamoguna will come. And sattvic quality suppress, Rajoguna comes out. In the early morning, it is a time for your sadhana. Early morning, 6 o'clock, we have yoga class also. The early morning is the sattvic. The birds are singing in joy. They can feel the positive energy. This is the time you utilize this energy for your sadhana. When the sun has come out, now it's the time to do some work. Do work, be busy. Be busy, and in the night time, in the evening time, like birds come back to their nest. It's a time, in the evening time, you are withdrawing. Tamoguna. You sink yourself with the nature. Early morning, not to get up at 8 o'clock. After sunrise, try to get up the dawn, before the sunrise. Brahmi Muhurta. You get up, absorb the positive energy, helps make your clarity in your thinking increases. In the midday, not to be just I want to meditate. If you go to any ashrams, I talked about last week also, ashram means, means come, shram. You have to work. Even if you go to an ashram, you have to work. Ashram. We say, after retiring, I want to go to an ashram. I want to relax. It is not ashram, it's a tough life. They will make you to get up at 4 o'clock and you'll be working till 10 o'clock, and in the afternoon you'll be digging and removing something and cleaning the cow shed, and so bad back breaking and ashram. So you have to, in the midday you have to work, not to just sit. I want to meditate. And evening time, withdraw. This one, Sri Krishna says, how you can manipulate your gunas so that you can travel further in your life. Only with sattva guna. He says, you need these three qualities. These three qualities are in everyone. Intention is, we want to travel using these three qualities. Sarvajna sarvadvareshu dehesmin.
Sarvadvareshu dehesmin.
ప్రకాశ ఉపజాయతే జ్ఞానం యదా తదా విద్య విద్ వృద్ధిం సత్వమిత్యుత జ్ఞానం యదా తదా విద్య విద్ వృద్ధిం వృద్ధం సత్వమిత్యుత వెన్ సాత్విక్ క్వాలిటీ ఇస్ దేర్ with vriddham. With means veda has come from the root with vriddham. Knowledge enhances through the sattvic quality. Our knowledge enhances the brightness. Sarva dehesmin prakasha, one starts radiating peace, and knowledge in us increases when this with the sattvic quality. Lobha pravrti arambha, karmana ashama spruha, rajasetani jayante, vivruddhe bharatarshaba. When the rajasic quality is there, lobha means greed. Greed in life increases. Karmana ashama spruha. Shama means calmness. You start doing the work like a workaholic. Workaholic doesn't know when to log off. Keep on working up to 10 o'clock. I want to clear all my emails. Emails keep on coming at 9 o'clock also, I want to address. Ashama, mind is no shama, no calmness in the mind, and always rattled. Many children, they complain that they are using the tablet or the iPhone, mobile phone, up to 1 o'clock at night. They can't sleep. They don't know what to do. That Blu-rays, it is affecting their sleep also. Sleep deprived, they can't concentrate in the class also. Disturbed personality, no joy in the life. Tomorrow we'll talk about that one. Ashamas Pruhaham. Rajas Seitani Jayanti. Rajasic quality makes these qualities to come out. Aprakasho apravrtischa. Pramado mohayevacha. Tamas Seitani Jayanti. Vivruddhe kurunandana. Aprakasho. No joy in life, no glow in the face, dull face, long face. Aprakasho apravrtischa. Pravrti means action, no action. No action, if you ask somebody to do, no, nothing, make sure that things won't get done. Things won't get done, it will be same place. Apravrtischa. Pramado moha evacha. Pramado, you can't trust that person. That person will do the job. Maybe some havoc has come out. The simple task also becomes a Herculean task for that person. Moha evacha. Get the moha. Moha means delusion. Evacha. Through tamasic quality, these qualities comes out. యదా సత్వే ప్రవృద్ధేతు ప్రళయం యాతి దేహభృత్ తదోత్తమ విదాం లోకాన్ అమలాన్ ప్రతిపద్యతే. ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వన్, వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ డైస్ విత్ ద సాత్విక్ క్వాలిటీ, హ్యాస్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఇన్ సాత్విక్ క్వాలిటీ విత్ ద నాలెడ్జ్, sattvic quality, if the person dies, what happens? That person, tadottama vidham lokam, that soul reaches the higher planes. The higher planes, in the company, that soul will be in the group of enlightened people. That soul gets elevated to the place surrounded by illumined people. Amalan, pure. Pure and illumined people, that soul goes to the place surrounded by illumined, pure place. What happens when the person is a very disturbed quality? With the disturbed nature, what happens when that person dies? Rajasi pralayam gatva. Karma sangishu jayate. Tata pralina stamasi. When person is a disturbed nature and dies, what happens? That person is born again in the surrounding where that person is compelled to work like a donkey again. Again compelled to work because that nature is that way. That person, karma sangishu, attached to the work, greed and work like a donkey. And tata, in the tamo guna, when the tamo guna is up, that person when dies, that person, the humans have the brilliant mind. Born in the lower species, in the animals, there is no, this part is not there. And enclosure is not required. That soul is born in a lower species where soul can sleep for 20 hours, 21 hours, always lying down. Because we get as we desire. That God is not partial. We wanted only to sleep. If you want only to sleep, why do you need this expensive vehicle? If I have bought an expensive car and parking it only in the garage, what is the use? You have to, according to the utility, you need a car. Vehicle, if the utility is not there, no use. I am not driving. I don't have a driver's license also. Why I need an expensive car? You will get according to what you aspire. According to the quality, what you aspire, you will get. And Vishnu Sahasranam also talks about God's another name is called as Sama. He is equal. He gives according to the purpose. According to the purpose he gives. He gives, you wanted to sleep. He will give, yes, I will give you a good vehicle where you can sleep. Karmana, we had done up to here. Karmana sukritasya hu.
Karmana sukritasya hu.
Sattvikam nirmalam phalam.
Sattvikam nirmalam phalam.
Rajasastu phalam dukkham.
Rajasastu phalam dukkham.
Ajnanam tamasapphalam.
Ajnanam tamasapphalam.
Karmana sukritasya hu. With the sattvic quality, one thinking good, positive, doing the action, what happens? Nirmalam, outcome also is positive. Outcome with a positive frame of mind, clarity in sattvic quality when you do, outcome also is positive, pure. And the peace, harmony is there. Rajasastu with the rajok guna, palam dukkam with unsteady mind, you are doing the after doing that one, dukkham. Many people said, I organized this program. This is the last time I am not doing anymore. I am fed up. Nobody is cooperating and nobody is helping and end result is suffering. I am not happy. This is the last time, no more community work. Our community is ungrateful. Only I am slogging, I am not working, that is the outcome of Rajoguna. The outcome of Rajoguna is Dukkha. And Tamoguna, the Ajnanam, the not interested in why we are doing. We are reading the scriptures. For example, I talked about Ganapati. No knowledge, only ritual. Somebody was saying that Ganesha Chaturthi, we have to eat only at home. Why? I don't know. My father said. No knowledge, without interest for any knowledge, doing mechanical, outcome also is ajnana. I am doing that one, my father did, I am also doing. And somebody says, wanted to do the Shraddha offering to the Pinda Pradhana for his the father, and he told, this cat is moving here and there, please tie the cat so that the offering it won't eat. He tied that cat, then father died. This son said, for the Shraddha means you have to get a cat and you have to tie it. Then only you can do the Shraddha, Pinda Pradhana. So our learning has become like that. What my father was doing, I am doing the same thing. I am doing that one without, for Shraddha, cat is a must. And Ajnanam, Ajnana is tamasapalam. Sattva sanjayate jnanam. Rajaso moha lobaye vacha. Pramada moho tamaso. Bhavato ajnana evacha. Sattva sanjayate, the sattvic quality makes you to get gravitated towards the knowledgeable people. You are naturally drawn towards the knowledge. You are naturally drawn to the illumined people. Sanjayate rajaso lobha evacha. Rajasic quality people naturally drawn towards the rajoguna, low, greedy people. Greedy people, selfish people, and they gravitate towards that one. Gravitate, lobha evacha, pramada moho tamaso, the tamasic people, they get drawn to the ignorance. People go to come Friday, they go to the pub, keep on drinking up to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and the outcome, the environment itself, all ignorant people, all misguided people, they don't know what to do with their life, drink, and next day up to midnight, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock sleep, and splitting headache and vomiting, and outcome also is ajnana. There also process also is ajnana. Ajnana, these three categories. Then Shri Krishna talks about urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha,
urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha,
madhye tishtanti rajasah,
madhye tishtanti rajasah,
jaganya guna avritti,
jaganya guna avritti,
stha ado gacchanti tamasah, urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha,
urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha,
madhye tishtanti rajasah,
madhye tishtanti rajasah,
jaganya guna avrittistha,
jaganya guna avrittistha,
ado gacchanti tamasah, with the sattvic quality you go up in your life, the progress, you evolve in your life. With rajasic quality, you stay where you started, you finish your life also in the same level. No progress. With the tamasic quality, you go down in your life. You had such an opportunity, you finish your life as a failure. You go down. Sri Krishna talks about this chapter is talking about in the psychology. Many children, they take psychology, and psychiatry, psychologist, they study in the medical, it's the house of doctors also. This dimension helps in understanding the why we think that way. Why we think mood swings. understanding this one, exposing the community to this one, we can better handle the anxiety, mental health issues. This what Bhagavad Gita has given, it's a text for the humanity, how we can suppress one quality and come out, and if somebody is that way, why they are doing that one. It is helps, this helps in understanding the patients better also. This is an invaluable text for while dealing with the community. Vasudeva sutam devam,
Vasudeva sutam devam,
Kamsa chanuramardhanam,
Devaki paramanandam,
Krishnam vande jagadgurum,
Krishnam vande jagadgurum.